This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepal taking on England in ICC Men's T20 World Cup in Mumbai this afternoon. Prime Minister Susila Kharki extends best wishes to Nepali team. District Election Office Kathmandu warns of action against early election campaigning. HPV vaccination campaign for girls begins nationwide to prevent cervical cancer. And Japan and Thailand holding snap elections today to shape political future. Now the news in detail. Nepal is taking on England today in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will start at 3:15 p.m. Nepali time. This is Nepal's third appearance in the T20 World Cup and their first ever match against England. Nepal is in Group C alongside England, West Indies, Italy and Scotland. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Susila Kharki has extended her best wishes to the team, expressing confidence that Captain Rohit Powdel's side will showcase Nepal's unity, confidence and determination. She said the nation is proud as the Nepali national anthem will resonate on the world stage today. The District Election Office Kathmandu has objected to the use of social media and online platforms to violate voters' confidentiality. The office has urged all concerned sides to strictly follow the election code of conduct, stating that violating voter confidentiality is prohibited under the code of conduct. It warned that legal action will be taken if such practices continue. According to the code, election campaigning is allowed only 17 days rather before polling day after the publication of the final list of candidates. The House of Representatives election is scheduled on the 5th of March. Activities such as rallying, public or corner meetings, media publicity and door-to-door campaigns are restricted before the permitted period. Despite repeated information and warnings, the office said some political parties, candidates and their representatives have violated the code by attempting to influence voters through early campaigning. Nepal-India border points will be closed for 48 hours prior to the House of Representatives election on the 5th of March. The decision was made during a DIG-level coordination meeting between Nepal's Armed Police Force and India's Sashastra Sima Bal in Morang. The meeting focused on border security, preventing illegal entry, human trafficking, arms and drug smuggling, and circulation of fake currency. Both sides also discussed patrols, disaster rescue exercises, monitoring refugees and migrants, and controlling criminal activities. Armed Police Force DIG Kumar Nirupane said the border is not just a boundary but a symbol of friendship, while his Indian counterpart pledged further measures to strengthen border points. The government has launched a nationwide HPV vaccination campaign for girls from today. The campaign targets girls studying in grade 6 and out-of-school girls aged 10 years and above, and will continue until the 27th of February. According to the Child Health and Vaccination Branch of the Department of Health Services, girls in grade 7 to 10 and out-of-school girls aged 11 to 14 who missed last year's vaccination will also be covered. Grade 6 students will receive the vaccine at schools, while others will be vaccinated at designated health centers. Branch Chief Dr. Avian Gautam said the vaccine is highly effective in preventing cervical cancer. Cervical cancer is the second most common cancer among women in Nepal and the leading cause of cancer-related deaths. About 350,000 girls are expected to be vaccinated during the 20-day campaign. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriel has said the Nepal Police Strategic Conference is crucial for building a capable and a strong police organization. Inaugurating the two-day conference today, Home Minister Oriel emphasized that it would boost police morale and help align the force with public expectations. He said the Home Ministry would support the implementation of suggestions and opinions from the conference. Inspector General of Police Dan Bahadur Kharki added that the conference Vanshoof address issues in police mobilization and crime management, including organized crime, cybercrime, and other emerging threats. Experts will provide recommendations on how to control different types of crimes using modern technology. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Millions of voters in Japan and Thailand are casting ballots today in crucial elections that could shape their political futures. According to the BBC, in Japan, people are braving heavy snowfall to vote in a snap general election called by Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. This is the country's first mid-winter election in 36 years. Opinion polls suggest Takaichi's Liberal Democratic Party and its coalition partner likely to secure a strong majority in the lower house despite concerns that bad weather could reduce voter turnout. Meanwhile, millions of Thais are voting in a snap election called by Prime Minister Anutin Charnbirakul, the country's third leader in 3 years. No party is expected to win a clear majority, making a coalition government likely. Attention is focused on the Reformist People's Party, which is leading in opinion polls. If it wins more seats than in the 2023 election, excluding it from power may prove difficult, despite resistance from conservative and royalist groups. Australia's main opposition, the Liberal National Coalition, reunited on Sunday, more than 2 weeks after splitting over hate speech legislation. According to the BBC, the split occurred on the 23rd of January after the Nationals refused to back reforms introduced by the government following the deadly Bondi Beach attack, citing free speech concerns. The Liberals had supported the legislation. Liberal leader Susan Leigh said the coalition is now looking to the future, not the past, while National leader David Littleproud called this split disappointing but emphasized it was over a substantive issue. The reforms introduced by the Labour government aim to ban groups spreading hate and impose tougher penalties on preachers advocating violence. Both parties acknowledge the need to work together to prepare for a return to government. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast partly cloudy conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudurpashchim provinces, while the rest of the country will see mainly fair weather. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi province. Fog or mist will prevail in some places of the Terai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal taking on England in ICC Men's T20 World Cup in Mumbai this afternoon. Prime Minister Susila Kharki extends best wishes to Nepali team. District Election Office Kathmandu warns of action against early election campaigning. HPV vaccination campaign for girls begins nationwide to prevent cervical cancer. And Japan and Thailand holding snap elections today to shape political future. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.